Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
From altering the nation's outlook on domestic terrorism to influencing anti-technology movements and shifting FBI tactics, the Unabomber's legacy continues to provoke debate and fear. But what specific changes did his actions spur in mail security? How did his infamous manifesto challenge our perceptions of progress and privacy? And how has his dark vision been immortalized in pop culture? Tonight, we're going to answer these pressing questions. We'll explore how Ted Kaczynski's deliberate and ideologically driven violence turned public attention towards the threats posed by lone wolf perpetrators. We'll examine the sweeping changes in security measures, like the drastic overhaul of mail screening processes and the heightened vigilance against suspicious packages. Join us as we dive into the profound shifts in FBI profiling techniques in the new era of interagency collaboration that emerged in the wake of the Unabomber case. Discover the ongoing debates ignited by Kaczynski's manifesto and its echoes in today's discussions and the role of technology in our lives. As we unpack the legacy of one of America's most notorious criminals, we invite you to reflect on the unsettling questions his story raises about modern society's reliance on technology. What lessons can we learn from this dark chapter in history, and how can we navigate the ethical minefields it has laid before us? Stay with us as we trace the Unabomber's chilling impact on America and consider how his shadow looms over our technological future. This is not just history, it's a warning. Ted Kaczynski's role as a Unabomber fundamentally altered the American perception of domestic terrorism by introducing us to the archetype of the lone wolf terrorist. Prior to Kaczynski, the general understanding and media portrayal of terrorism were predominantly linked to groups with hierarchical structures and clear political motives, such as militias, separatist groups, etc., etc., etc. Kaczynski's case exemplified a new form of threat, a highly educated, solitary individual motivated by a deeply personal and philosophical ideology against modern technology and industrialization. This shift was significant for several reasons. First off, individual capabilities. Kaczynski demonstrated that a single individual could design, build, and deploy bombs with materials that could be relatively easily acquired, highlighting a new level of threat from solitary actors. And next, the ideological motivation. Unlike group-driven terrorism, where collective objectives are clear, Kaczynski's motivations were intertwined with complex personal grievances and a unique philosophical outlook, challenging traditional approaches to understanding terrorist psychology. And then third, his prolonged evasion of law enforcement contributed to a heightened sense of vulnerability and unpredictability about where and when the next attack might occur, amplifying public fear and challenging everyday behaviors, such as how mail was handled and received. The repercussions of Kaczynski's actions extended into legislative halls and policy-making institutions. In the wake of Kaczynski's capture, there was a push to enhance forensic and investigative capabilities. This included funded for advanced forensic technology such as improved bomb residue analysis and digital forensics, which have become crucial in analyzing devices and tracing the origins of electronic communications associated with solitary terrorists. And then, of course, the FBI and other agencies intensified their focus on developing behavioral profiling techniques. Behavioral analysis units expanded their research into the indicators of potential solitary attackers, leading to refined profiles that could be used to identify risks before they materialized into actions. I'm going to take a quick break from this episode, and I'd like to discuss my sponsor, NordVPN, the service that keeps me confident and secure every time I go online. If you're not familiar, a VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, and NordVPN is one of the best out there for keeping your browsing activity under wraps. Why do I use NordVPN? First, it gives me total online privacy. When you connect NordVPN servers, all your internet data is encrypted. That means snoopers, advertisers, and even your internet provider can't see your personal info or track your digital footprints. It's like having an invisible cloak for your online life. Second, NordVPN is awesome for unblocking geo-restricted content. Love streaming sports from overseas or catching up on that show that isn't available in your country yet? Just open NordVPN, pick a server from one of their thousands of locations worldwide, and boom, you'll have access to content you couldn't see before. Plus, with speeds faster than ever, you can stream in high definition without those pesky buffering interruptions. Now let's talk simplicity. NordVPN's app is super user-friendly. Whether you're on a phone, laptop, or tablet, you can connect with just one click. And if you ever get stuck, their customer support is there 24/7. Another big highlight, NordVPN has a no-logs policy, which means that they never track or store your data. Your digital world stays yours alone. Lastly, if you travel often like me, NordVPN really comes in handy. Whether you're on public Wi-Fi at airports, hotels, or coffee shops, your data is always at risk. But with NordVPN, you can safeguard your connection and keep hackers at bay. No more worrying about whether your coffee shop Wi-Fi is safe. So if you're serious about protecting your privacy, accessing global content, and just having peace of mind online, NordVPN is the way to go. Give it a try, and I promise you'll wonder why you waited so long. Hit the link in the description to learn more and grab a special deal. Stay safe out there. Happy browsing with NordVPN. Now let's get back to the rest of our episode. The difficulty in tracking a terrorist who did not communicate or operate with a network led to legislative changes aimed at expanding surveillance capabilities. This included not only the controversial aspects of the Patriot Act, but also adjustments to postal laws and regulations concerning the tracking and handling of potentially dangerous materials. Recognizing that law enforcement alone could not manage the broad spectrum of potential threats, there was an increase in community policing efforts, where local police forces were encouraged to build relationships within communities to help gather intelligence on potential lone actors who might be radicalizing in isolation. National campaigns were launched to educate the public about the signs of potential terrorist activities and the importance of reporting suspicious behavior. These campaigns often focus on the specifics of recognizing unusual purchases or modifications in behavior that might indicate bomb-making or other preparatory actions for a terrorist attack. The media also played a crucial role in shaping the public's understanding of lone wolf terrorism. Extensive media coverage of the Unabomber's trial and the publication of his manifesto brought his anti-technological philosophy to a wider audience, inadvertently spreading his ideological message, but also alerting the public to the nuances of ideologically motivated solitary actors. Post-capture, numerous documentaries and analytical pieces have explored the psychological and sociological dimensions of Kaczynski's life and actions, helping the public and policymakers better understand the complexities of lone wolf terrorism. Long-term impact of Ted Kaczynski on the perception of domestic terrorism in the United States is profound. His campaign and subsequent capture have reshaped not only law enforcement tactics and public policies, but also the cultural narrative around security, privacy, and technological skepticism. His legacy is a stark reminder of the ongoing challenges that lone actors pose to national security, the continuous need for adaptive strategies in law enforcement and public engagement.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Get the injury special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating restaurants for a limited time.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Ted Kaczynski's manifesto, titled Industrial Society and Its Future, offers a detailed and radical critique of modern technological society. Central to his thesis are several key points that explore the detrimental impacts of technological advancement. Of course, starting off with autonomy and freedom, then you had the nature of human suffering, social fragmentation, impact on the environment, revolution versus reform. While the extreme violence of Kaczynski's actions is universally condemned, certain aspects of his anti-technology philosophy resonate with contemporary movements, including the modern anti-technology movements. There's a growing trend now towards digital detoxing and minimalism, where individuals reduce their use of technology to regain a sense of personal agency and improve mental health. These lifestyle choices echo Kaczynski's critique of technology as a force that overwhelms individual autonomy. Environmental activists often share Kaczynski's concerns about technology's impact on the natural world. Though their methods are peaceful and constructive, they address the same issues of environmental degradation and advocate for sustainable practices that challenge the current technological paradigm. In the digital age, concerns about data privacy and surveillance have intensified. Critics of modern surveillance practices draw upon arguments similar to those found in Kaczynski's manifesto, particularly regarding how technologies can be used to manipulate and control populations. Following the Unabomber's terror campaign, a comprehensive overhaul of mail security processes was implemented across the United States, fundamentally altering how parcels and letters are handled and screened. These changes aim to prevent similar threats and enhance the detection capabilities of potential hazards within the postal system. One of the significant advancements was the introduction of more sophisticated scanning and detection equipment. This technology included X-ray machines capable of detecting metallic and non-metallic objects within packages, chemical sniffers to identify explosive materials, and advanced imaging technology to provide detailed views of a package's contents without opening it. Alongside technological upgrades, procedural changes were widely adopted to tighten security. These include rigorous training programs for postal workers, focusing on the identification of suspicious packages based on a set of established criteria, such as irregular shapes, strange odors, or excessive postage. Handling protocols were also revised to ensure that any suspicious packages are isolated, reported, and handled by bomb disposal experts. The impact of Kaczynski's bombings extended beyond the postal system, leading to increased security measures across various public spaces and transportation hubs. Airports, train stations, and bus terminals saw enhanced security protocols, including more thorough baggage checks and the deployment of additional surveillance cameras. Behavioral detection officers were introduced at many airports, trained to spot signs of nervousness or discomfort that might indicate suspicious intentions. Security measures in public spaces, such as government buildings, museums, sport arenas, were also amplified. This involved the installation of more comprehensive surveillance systems, increased patrols by security personnel, public awareness campaigns educating citizens on how to recognize and report suspicious behavior. Awareness programs became a staple in community and workplace settings, teaching individuals how to notice and react responsibly to suspicious activities. These programs were designed to empower civilians to act as a first line of defense against potential threats, promoting a culture of vigilance and preparedness. The approach to securing large public events transformed with event organizers and local authorities implementing stricter access controls, including bag checks, metal detectors, and entry screenings. Coordination with local law enforcement became standard practice to ensure rapid response capabilities in the event of an incident. The Unabomber case proved pivotal in the evolution of criminal profiling techniques within the FBI. Before Kaczynski's capture, profiling was primarily based on less systematic, more intuitive methods derived from the investigator's experience. The challenge of identifying Kaczynski, who operated with exceptional secrecy and sophistication, catalyzed significant advancements in the field. The FBI's BAU refined and systematized their approach to profiling using the Unabomber case as a benchmark for understanding the psychological and behavioral characteristics of elusive solo offenders. They began to integrate more psychological science into profiling, considering factors like personality traits, psychopathologies, and personal histories to build more comprehensive offender profiles. One of the critical breakthroughs in the Unabomber case was the use of forensic linguistics. By analyzing the language and phrasing of Kaczynski's manifesto and comparing it with other writings, investigators were able to link him to the documents conclusively. Post-Unabomber, linguistic analysts have become a standard tool in criminal profiling, especially for cases involving communicated threats or manifestos. Profilers began to use data more effectively to predict future actions of potential criminals. By understanding the patterns in Kaczynski's behaviors and choice of targets, profilers improved their ability to anticipate both who might be at risk and what form the threat might take. This approach has since been applied to a range of criminal activities beyond terrorism, including serial crimes and mass shootings. Ted Kaczynski, also known as the Unabomber, has been a subject of fascination in popular media, portrayed through various films, documentaries, and television series. These portrayals have played a significant role in shaping public perception of his personality, motives, and the nature of his crimes. Documentaries such as The Unabomber in His Own Words, Manhunt Unabomber, offer an in-depth look at Kaczynski's life and the extensive manhunt that led to his capture. These films typically strive to provide a balanced view, presenting detailed accounts of his upbringing, academic excellence, and later withdrawal from society, alongside his bombing campaign. They dive into his manifesto, dissecting his anti-technology philosophy to give viewers insight into his motives. In dramatic adaptations, Kaczynski is often depicted with a focus on his brilliant yet troubled mind. These portrayals tend to dramatize his interactions, the cat and mouse game with the FBI, and his eventual downfall, among aiming to captivate and entertain audiences while providing a psychological exploration of his character. Through these media representations, the public gains a multifaceted view of Kaczynski. While documentaries might emphasize the complexity of his ideas and the ethical questions they raise, dramas often highlight the human drama and tragedy of his story. This dual representation helps shape a broader understanding of how a highly intelligent individual can turn to such a dark path. Ted Kaczynski's manifesto, though born from a mind that chose violence to communicate, undeniably taps into ongoing anxieties about the role of technology in modern life. The relevance of his critique is especially poignant today as society grapples with issues that were merely emerging trends at the time of this writing, including data privacy, AI ethics, automation and employment, And while it is crucial to unequivocally condemn Kaczynski's violent methods, his actions and writings do prompt important social reflections. They challenge modern society to consider the implications of unchecked technological growth and to debate how to integrate technology in ways that enhance rather than diminish human life. Excuse me. As society continues to advance technologically, it must also grapple with the ethical considerations these advancements entail, ensuring that technology serves to enhance human welfare without infringing on rights or dignity. We gotta understand the ethics and technological development, transparency and accountability, inclusive decision making, of course, balancing innovation with precaution. And with that, that is our final episode of the Unabomber Chronicles. Let me know your thoughts on the Unabomber in the comments section below. What did you think about this season? Should I do another one? And let me know what case you want me to dive into and expand on for each episode. It could be a case, it could be a serial killer, it could be a missing person, anything. Let me know in the comments section below. Of course, if you like our content, give us a thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button down below. Hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, your support helps the channel grow, and it goes right back into the channel. And with that, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
Everyone's talking about AI these days, right? This season on Compiler, we're diving deep into how AI is reshaping the world we live in. Join us for a new season of Compiler, an original podcast from Red Hat. Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.